Even so, in our life, when we encounter problems, and we don't have to name it, if you can list problems, there won't be books in this world to contain the list of problems. But when you list the mercies of God and the goodness of God, the mercies and the goodness of God, even the whole heaven, you know, when you look up at the sky in the morning and the evening, understand that the sky has been given to us as a piece of paper to write on it. The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, at night unto night showeth knowledge. Even if you can use the entire universe to write the goodness of God, you won't have enough ink and you won't have enough space to write the goodness of God. The goodness of God is so wonderful. Therefore, the only thing Jesus requests is, stop focusing on the wind and the waves. Stop counting the leaves in the forest and look at the eternal plan of God. Get a panoramic view and stop counting the ants and the sand and the stars, as God told Abraham. In blessing I will bless you and multiply your seed as the stars of sky in multitude. And one day God took Abraham out in the night and asked Abraham, could you count the stars? Was God wanting Abraham to help him because he didn't know math and he didn't know his numbers? Abraham did attempt to count the stars. And when he counted about 250, he said, that's it. They are countless. Abraham was the first man. He was the first astronomer because he was the first one who ever tried to count the stars. And God told Abraham, there's no way you can count the stars because they are infinite in number. That's why the scientists couldn't figure out what infinity means. And they took two eggs and slammed it together and made it lay on the side to denote the symbol of infinity. God is infinite. When we see some situation that happened in our life, let us not try to understand why it's happening with our 1-pound brain, because we won't. What we need to do at that point is what Psalm 136 says. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Why do you focus on evil when God is good? When his mercy endureth forever, give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. The Bible says every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Quit worrying about the bad things that are happening to you, because when the sun rises up in the morning, the night will be gone. Hallelujah. The Bible says the life of a righteous man is like the sun that rises up in the morning and shineth up to brighter and brighter and hotter unto midday. We have been called, we have been fashioned, we have been fearfully and wonderfully made, and our entire life has been designed in all intricacy and beauty and detail. So stop looking at the moles and the scars and look at the face and the beauty of Jesus. As John the Apostle was in the Isle of Patmos counting the scorpions and the snakes, someone might have thought, you know, I need to make a chart of poisonous creatures in the Isle of Patmos, so everyone who comes here will know how the art of survival. But as he was looking at all the things that happened to him, suddenly he heard the voice of the trumpet, the voice of victory. He was facing the wrong direction, and Jesus Christ actually appeared behind him. And he had to turn around to see the face of Jesus. And Jesus said, now I am going to show you the eternal plan. It has been shortly and sweetly and compactly written in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is not the summary of God's eternal plan for us. The book of Revelation is an outline of God's eternal plan. God's eternal plan is for us is bigger than the universe. And God's eternal plan has a time frame, and that time frame is eternity. So let's not try to understand or conclude the eternal plan of God as being insignificant based on what happens to us in 2011 or 2012. Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, very clearly, we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We've been elevated to the level and stature of Christ, being seated together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But again, the word of God says in the book of Ephesians that it is going to take eternity for God to reveal his goodness to us. So let's not judge God because of a flat tire or a thorn that went into our flesh and hurted. Ephesians 2 verse 7 says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The thorn pricked you because there was a cobra 10 feet away waiting to strike you. Not that God cannot protect you from the cobra, but the sight of the cobra would have made your blood rush to your head, and he wanted to avoid that fright for you. So you got pricked by the thorn and went back to your home to a place of medicine and get the thorn out. So everything that happens, even the evil that happens, is allowed by God into our life so that the divine purpose and plan of God will be fulfilled. God knows everything that is going to happen in our life. That is why the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. If we can figure it out and if we can figure out the future and if we know how to live like Americans today say, I can handle it. No, you can't. I know what to do. No, you don't. Because when there's an earthquake in Oklahoma and you're in the center of it and your building shakes, you have no idea what you're supposed to do. Let us turn to the book of John and let's stop trying to figure it out, because it is not given unto us to figure out our life. Because the Bible says the secret things belong to God. Your life, your future is a secret that will not be given unto you in all its intricate detail. The devil doesn't even know your future. It is sealed in the divine book of God. Hallelujah. And it is in his right hand. And no one has access to it, not even the angels, because you were intricately fashioned and designed to resemble the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Let us read John, one of us as the Lord leads. Let us read John chapter 10, verse 4. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 4.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is talking about the sheep, not the goats. What's the difference between the sheep and the goats? The sheep follow the shepherd. The sheep stay in the shepherd's pasture. The sheep stay within the fence. What do the goats do? For the goats, the grass on the other side is always greener. So guess what they do? They have horns. They look stronger than the sheep. But strength, in goats' terms, doesn't mean safety. Because the goats, because they are stronger and because they can make a hole to the fence, go to the other side to eat the grass that is greener and fall into the deception and the wickedness of the devil and get eaten by mountain lions and coyotes. While the sheep, which appear to be weaker and feebler, lean on the shepherd's strength. And that's why the Bible says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Why is God saying he calleth them by name? He doesn't say sheep. He calls them exactly by their name. He knows the name of every sheep. Every sheep was designed with the mastermind of God. That is why when Jesus rose from the dead, he went before his disciples. Let's not worry about the details of our life. Let's not worry about our future. One thing is certain, and it is in progress. Our shepherd, our master, our Lord, our captain, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our God is going before us, and we need not worry about what happened. That's why it says in the book of Nahum, the breaker is gone before them. They have broken through. They have passed through the gates. And the King of Glory shall go before them. They have broken through. They have passed through the gates. And the King of Glory shall go before them. What is happening in the book of Micah and Nahum is that the children of God were following the shepherd, and suddenly they saw a huge iron gate, and they were wondering, who is going to open this gate for us? And the breaker who was before them, even the Lord God Almighty, just shattered the gate to pieces. Micah chapter 2 verse 13. Let us read Micah chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
Micah chapter 2, verse 12 and 13?
Yes, brother. Praise God. Yes, brother. That's the one. Hallelujah.
Surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the sheep in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude, and are gone out by it. Shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that riseth up against you in judgment shalt thou condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me. The Bible says in Psalm 34 again, that the children of God will not lack anything. The power of God is manifested more in famine. The power of God is manifested more in adversity. The power of God is manifested more in darkness. The power of God is manifested more in crisis. When Lazarus was dead 4 days, Jesus raised him from the dead. When there was no wine in Cana of Galilee, Jesus turned water into wine. When Peter was scared and terrified of the wind and the waves, Jesus taught him how to walk on the water. When all universe was dark and was desperate, Jesus rose from the dead. Even so, when the most desperate situation arises in the universe, the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, the saints, and we shall all be changed. And we shall be taken up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. The clouds have arrived. Look up and open your spiritual eyes, and you will see these clouds that have gathered. They can talk. They have come. There is a cloud that has come right now for each and every one of us. Even as Jesus ascended up into the cloud, even so, we will also ascend up in the cloud that has been sent to be forever with the Lord. Until then, stay on earth and set it on fire by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.